Praise the Lord. I thank God for enabling me to share the word of God today, and God is giving me grace to do the service in spite of all the difficulties. So I request the prayers and love of all of you. Today, as a church, according to our calendar, we are worshiping God and meditating about the ministry and the ministers God has given us for the service. After the ascension of Jesus and the Pentecost, we meditate about the apostles. And today, being the fifth Sunday after the Pentecost, we are meditating about the ministers and their ministry in the church. And it is during the apostles' time, three different category of ministry were formed. It was in the local church, elders, and of course the apostles were there, and deacons were appointed to serve. So these three ministry were formed during the time of the apostles. And besides this, there were spirit-filled, ecstatic prophets who uttered the word of God and encouraged the people. And also, along with them, there were some evangelists, itinerant evangelists, who travel different places and proclaim the gospel. This was the situation when the apostles were serving. Based on this, let us try to see the role of the call, and the commission of the ministry and the ministers in the church. And also, we have to see that ministry is given to people so that they have to be watchmen. Watchmen and the people, they were having a role. And then there was another form, the shepherd and the sheep. These three roles was formed. It was first, let us consider about the role, call, and the commission of the church. This was according to the pattern of Jesus and his ministry. The ministry is formed according to the pattern what Jesus was a model. Our God is a missionary God. He sent his Son into the world, and the ministry was formed according to the model that God has showed through His Son and what we found in Jesus. He preached in the synagogue of Nazareth and read from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 to 3, and told that God anointed him to do this ministry. Thus, all who are becoming ministers are to be called and anointed. That is the model that we see in Jesus. God sent his Son, anointed him, and commissioned him. And so also the church ministry is on the pattern of what God is showing through Jesus. Jesus had a multi-faced role in his ministry. He was doing it in showing it. One, he was a priest and king on the pattern of Melchizedek. He was a priest and king. Melchizedek was a king of Salem and also was a priest. We read about him in Genesis 14, verses 8 and 9. And also in Psalm 110, verse 4, David also says that God has given a ministry according to the pattern of Melchizedek. Melchizedek was a royal priest, and he paid homage to Abraham. He gave bread and wine to Abraham, and Abraham paid homage to him, paying tithes. So that kind of a priest was Melchizedek. So the ministry of the church is a royal ministry. We are called the royal priests. Petrus Apostle parayunu namme rajakeeya purohithanmarayittana devam vilichirikkunnu. So our ministry is a royal priesthood. So that is what we read about. He was a king and priest. And king, on the pattern of Melchizedek, the church ministry is a royal ministry. Second, he was a priest and a prophet. He was a priest as well as a prophet. See, the Israelites were expecting their Messiah, and they didn't know. They had an expectation that he is a fighter, a king, to rule, to form a kingdom and rule. But there was some prophecy about the Messiah, and we read in the prophecy of Malachi 2:7 and 3:1-3 that the Messiah is a double role. He was to be a prophet as well as a priest. In chapter 3, we read, God has sent a messenger to announce the kingdom of God and calling out the people to come and repent. And at the same time, he says that the coming of the priest in the temple of God to cleanse the people. So in the role of the prophet as well as the priest, the Messiah will come into the temple to cleanse the people. He cleansed them inward and outward. As a metal is put in the fire and remove the dross from it and make the pure metal, and also as a priest washing and cleaning the sacrament, the cleansing is done inward and outward. So the Messiah will be a prophet as well as a priest. So this double role was given in the gospel about the Messiah, in the prophecy of the Messiah. And what about the role of the Christian ministry? Yes, the ministers had to be as prophets, telling the people about their sins and their wrong ways, and also trying to cleanse them and try to make them walk in God's ways. So the prophetic ministry as well as the priestly ministry is involved in the ministry of the church. That we read in Malachi chapter 2, 7 and 3, 1 to 3. Also, the third is Malachi says that a priest is not only a prophet and a Messiah, he is a father, and the people are the children. And he says, God is the father, and we are the people. The prophet says, if God is your father, don't you have a responsibility to obey him and walk in him, accept him as your father and love him and obey him? So also, the ministry in the church is a father-children relationship, a filial relationship. Yes, when the Christian ministers come to the church, we accept it as our father in the God, father in God. So that kind of filial relationship is given to the servants, the ministers. And the last, the fourth reason, he is a Lord, and he has laborers and slaves. The minister has a lordship. Jesus told that he is seeking laborers for the reaping of the harvest and also work in the vineyard. So in Matthew chapter 20, he says, as a Lord, the Lord is going out to get laborers for the vineyard to take the harvest. And he found laborers in different time and brought them and gave them their wages as a Lord and a laborer. And also Jesus told, as a Lord, when he went out, or when the Lord goes out, he called his laborers and he gave them talents. He gave one to one 5 talents, another 2 talents, another 1 talent, and asked them to trade with it. And finally, when he comes, he asks them how they traded with that. And then he gave them their rewards and punishment. So the minister is Lord as well as he has lordship over his slaves and servants. So that also is a form of service which we see. So in the church, when a minister comes, he has authority to do his service through us. So that we have to accept that. We find in the role of Jesus, and that is the role that we are adopting in the church. So all these four ways we see the ministry and the ministry made in the church. Then the third thing I wanted to say about the shepherd and sheep relationship. The shepherd and the sheep relationship, we read in the gospel, Jesus told, I am the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd. And he, as a shepherd, leads his sheep to the clean waters, to still waters. And he leads them to graze green leaves and the other things. Yes, Jesus is a shepherd. But as a shepherd, see, this role we see from the beginning. When creation was done, God has arranged a lamb as if it was killed. That lamb is the shepherd, we read in Revelation chapter 4, we see a lamb standing before the throne of God. And later it says that that lamb, as a shepherd, leads the people to the still waters and to the good grazing field. So there, the lamb and the shepherd come together. So also, the ministry of the church is as a shepherd and lamb. The shepherd is also a lamb. He had to suffer for the people. Here we read in the Bible that there is the suffering servant, Isaiah told. That servant has become a suffering lamb to be killed. And that lamb's blood and bruises is for the healing of the people. So a servant of God is a lamb, a shepherd, and also he is suffering and trying to save the people. So all these are found in the ministry of the church, the shepherd and the sheep relationship. Yes, there is another one. There is a watchman role. We read in Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 17 and 33, verse 7. And the prophet was asked, Son of man, I make you a watchman. You must be a watchman. And what is the duty of the watchman? When some danger comes, he has to announce the people that get alert. The soldiers are coming, the enemy is coming. Be alert. Try to fight. To give warning. And also, he has to be vigilant. A watchman's duty is he must be vigilant. At the same time, he also has to give warning. This also is the role of a servant of God, the minister. Yes, we hear John the Baptist coming to the Jordan area, and he was calling the people, the children of the serpent, who are brute, repent. God is asking you to. That is a warning. So the minister should challenge the people that they should repent their sins and come to God. And also he must be vigilant all the time and ask the people. Yes, as a watchman, he must be vigilant as well as giving warning. Yes, the church has a role that. Billy Graham Association has a program, and they call it RR3, Rapid Response Team, RR3. This team will be sent to any area where the people are having some difficult situations. When tragedies come, when earthquakes or flood or anything comes, the people will be suffering. This team will be going there to take care of them, comfort them, help them. Yes, that is the role of the church. Our church sent help and helpers where the earthquake came in Gujarat, as well as also in northern India area. Yes, that is the duty of the watchman. Yes, that role also is given to us. And at the same time, this watchman has to suffer himself for rescuing the people. Watchman duty is good, but watchman has to be undergoing difficulties along with those who are suffering. That is a role of the church ministers. And last we said about the shepherd and the sheep. Yes, these are the rules. One, the minister is a called person, and he has to be anointed by God, and he has to do it in the way that Jesus has done. And he must be a priest, a royal priest, and the role that is a royal priesthood. He was a priest and a prophet. He must declare the sin of the people and call them, as well as he must cleanse them, serve them. That duty also is to the priest and the ministry of the church. And finally, we say about the watchman's duty and the shepherd's duty. Yes, these are the ministry given to the church, and our ministers are to be in that. So when we see this is the pattern that God has revealed about the ministry of the church, we have to accept it, because it is God's way of giving it. The order of ministry formed in the church as history progressed. In Ephesians 4:11, we read there were elders, deacons, and the bishops, overseers. They were in their role, they were doing that, but at the same time, they must consider that they are also along with them. They should not be the lords. They are along with the people. But in God's grace, they are given a duty and they are doing it. The ministry of bishops grew first from a city bishop to an area, larger area, to look after many churches. That became in the history. First, there were bishops in each church, and later it became a bishop in many churches. And that is the way it formed. Yes, all these roles grew in the church, and it is, as long as it is in the pattern and the role that Jesus showed, and according to the way that the ministers and ministry is going on in the way that we see in the Bible, it is good, and we have to accept it. We have to follow it. Yes, this is the way the ministry of the church is to be continued. So let us pray for the ministers. Let us accept their service, cooperate with them, and try to do our duty along with them. So when we are accepting their service and cooperating with them, the kingdom of God is going on in our life. May the Lord enable each and every one of us that we may see how the ministry of the Lord is given to us and how we have to to accept and follow it in our days, in our church life. God bless us. Let us pray.